First up today, we're talking about foreign policy. This is something that every country, and especially its leader, deals with. Basically, foreign policy includes the ways in which one country interacts with the other countries of the world. So basically, what happens outside of a country's border. This includes issues like global trade, international treaties, and military missions. In the U.S., foreign policy is a big issue during a presidential election. In fact, it'll be the only focus for one of this year's presidential debates. Some of the big foreign policy topics for the U.S. include things like the European debt crisis, Iran's controversial nuclear program, economic trade agreements with China, and of course, the war in Afghanistan. This last one is what this next report is about. The U.S. has tens of thousands of troops there, but its involvement in Afghanistan is winding down, and this year's presidential candidates, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, have different ideas on how that process should go. Chris Lawrence compares their views.
Whomever sits in the Oval Office will have to decide how the U.S. hands over to the Afghans. And that's where we see the biggest difference when it comes to talking with the Taliban.
We're pursuing a negotiated peace. In coordination with the Afghan government, my administration has been in direct discussions with the Taliban.
While President Obama makes a distinction between Taliban and Al-Qaeda, Governor Romney says he won't haggle with a group that has killed American troops.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. I do not negotiate with the Taliban. That's something for the Afghans to decide how they're going to pursue their course in the future.
So there's negotiation versus no negotiation with the Taliban. President Obama announced an end date years in advance. Governor Romney opposed publicizing that date. The president ended the surge this month during the fighting season. The governor would have kept additional troops there through December. Analysts say neither man has spent much time talking about the war. But Mark Jacobson says that's partly because the big strategic issues like the surge and handover have been pretty much decided.
What we're looking at now is execution of this strategy. And that doesn't require the same sort of political capital and time from Washington, D.C. that was required 2 years ago.
The two men don't exactly agree on how the fighting affects the nation's finances.
Because after two wars that have cost us thousands of lives and over $1 trillion, it's time to do some nation building right here at home.
Of course, the return of our troops cannot and must not be used as an excuse to hollow out our military through devastating defense budget cuts.
So the biggest difference on Afghanistan maybe how to spend the money when the war is over. Chris Lawrence, CNN, Washington.
Breaking news yesterday, after we produced this show, the Chicago Teachers Union voted to suspend its strike. Class resumes today. More details at CNNstudentnews.com, and we'll have more in tomorrow's show.